You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. Willy Castro penciled into the leadoff spot for a team-leading 39th time this evening. How some Twins handle being in the top spot in the order is the focus of tonight's Select Heartland Chevy storyline. Rocco Baldelli came out of the gates with Eddie Julian in the leadoff spot for 29 games through the first 2 months of this season. And after all, Eddie had success last year when he hit there a team-leading 55 times. But his struggles here in 2024 had Rocco searching for someone else to be on top of the order. Castro has been the guy Rocco's turned to the most so far, and Willie welcomes the opportunity.
Hitting leadoff, you know, you're going to get more ABs. But, you know, nothing changing. I think the same mentality. Just go out there, getting some good pitch to hit, and, you know, obviously get on base a couple times.
Castro's first time hitting leadoff this season came on June 10th versus Colorado. He only had two starts there last year and a total of 14 times through his four seasons in Detroit. He sees an advantage of being lower in the order, but doesn't shy away from the challenge of being the first guy into the batter's box.
Being down like maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you could see more of the pitch, what he's doing to them. And you know, obviously, being a leadoff, you just got to go out there, you know, just stretch yourself. And, you know, like, just getting a good pitch to hit. Obviously, as a leadoff hitter, they're going to throw you that first strike, you know, right down there. And, you know, I just think it's a good chance to attack that first pitch, if it's a good pitch. And, yeah, I just think being aggressive, I just think something that's going to keep you, you know, away from bad pitches. And yeah, I just think that trusting yourself, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and Willie has had a solid approach when leading off. He is hitting .389 this season as the Twins' first batter of the game, and .297 overall from the top spot in the order. Trevor Larnach has been the Twins' leadoff man a dozen times here in 2024, already 10 more than he previously had combined in all seasons in the major leagues. He points out the pros and cons to being in that spot in the order.
You get to start off the game, you know, getting it going for your team. So I wouldn't say it's a curse, but it's a blessing and a curse in a way, because, you know, you're not really seeing anything else go on, and you're the first guy up there, and you can set the tone for the team.
Yeah, Larnach has one of the Twins' three leadoff home runs this season. As a whole, the Twins are middle of the pack in basically every category when it comes to production from the leadoff spot. Now, Larnach mentioned setting the tone. Remember, Manny Margot, he's been in the spot 27 times this year, getting the nod when the Twins face a left-handed starter. He had that epic 16-pitch at-bat to open a game earlier on this road trip, which gave everybody a great look at everything the pitcher had to throw. Manny Margot, again, 27 times leading off this season. Expect Rocco to continue to play that matchup the rest of the season when the other team is starting a lefty. Max Kepler's 105 starts in the leadoff slot in 2019, the most in a season by a Twin under Rocco Baldelli. That is our Twins storyline presented by Select Heartland Chevy Dealer. Log on to ChevyDealOnline.com to find a dealer near you. Series finale from San Diego coming up next here in your home for Twins baseball.